Welcome to the Franchise Hounds podcast. I'm Greg Macchia, a certified franchise consultant. Thanks for joining me as I interview franchise industry pros to dissect, explore, and discover franchise ownership. Joining me today is Joe Delatt. Joe is the president of Home Clean Heroes. Prior to becoming the president of Home Clean Heroes, Joe owned and operated a home services franchise that quickly became a top performer. Home Clean Heroes is a residential cleaning service franchise and part of the Buzz Franchise Brand's family of franchises, which includes British Swim School and Pool Scouts. Home Clean Heroes was recognized as a Franchise Dictionary Magazine Top 100 Game Changer for 2019 and is part of FranServe's Frantastic 500 for the past 2 years. I hope you enjoyed today's discussion with Joe Delatt from Home Clean Heroes. Joe, welcome to Franchise Hounds. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate being here. Thanks for the time, Greg.
I'm excited to talk to you today about house cleaning, as it's, you know, it's an industry that's near and dear to my heart. I'm not sure if you knew, but in addition to my franchise consulting business, I've also owned a residential cleaning service with two locations that I started 15 years ago. So this should be a fun conversation.
Yeah, no, I did not realize that, but that's great, because it's a lot of times hard when you first start out, and you know this well, to get people excited about residential cleaning as a, you know, as a business opportunity. So, but there are a lot of great opportunities within there and reasons to consider it. So, yeah, we'll have a good conversation.
Yeah, no, I agree. My wife said, what are you thinking about doing or starting? You don't even like to clean the house. How about starting with our house? Yeah, but before we dive in on Home Clean Heroes, I wanted to mention something that is unique, and that Home Clean Heroes is part of Buzz Franchise Brands, right? Which is
correct.
Kind of three major brands under one umbrella, and that's Home Clean Heroes, Pool Scouts, and British Swim School.
Correct, right? And we were the original founders of Mosquito Joe as well, so well-known brand and successful company that we sold about 2 years ago now.
Oh, great. Okay.
So yeah, a lot of experience in developing brands.
Yeah. When I work with candidates, I really like these brands that are under an umbrella of other businesses, particularly ones in the same sector, because I feel like there's a lot of synergies where they share a customer base and things like that. And there's a lot of, you know, benefits to being an owner in that type of system. Can you talk to that a little bit? Do any owners own multiple brands or?
Absolutely. They do, and let me kind of set the groundwork for that. Since you brought that subject up of Buzz, really the major benefit there is the broader community of franchise owners and really the core values that underlie the whole Buzz family of brands, and it really is grounded in support for franchisees. I mean, we exist to help our franchisees be successful. That's why we come to work every day. So the most valuable component of that to a franchisee is a core shared services component that each of our brands benefits from. So marketing, finance, analytics, we really, as far as advertising goes, have an in-house ad agency. So 15 people just within that Buzz family of shared services that support every one of our three brands. And we do have actually three, four different franchisees in the system right now that own multiple brands. The commonalities between the Buzz brands are a focus on low investment service types of industries. And really every one of them has a component of giving back to the community as well. So whether it be from employing, people within your community or providing a valued service, there's that customer service and people person component to every one of our brands. So that translates across brands. And then you do have some commonality within the customer base as well. So a lot of cross-selling opportunities. But even where we don't have one owner with multiple brands, our owners across multiple brands will team up and co-market as well. So a lot of commonality in, you know, who the customers are that we can cross-sell to as well. So that's value. And as we continue to develop multiple brands within multiple markets, that's a great opportunity.
Yeah, that is. You know, I hadn't even really considered that. But if a standalone brand, you know, wouldn't make sense for them to have a 15-person marketing department. But when that's shared across multiple brands, that really is a benefit and a great resource that that a single brand couldn't have. So that's interesting.
Yep, and that's, you know, as you know, that's one of the main advantages or reasons why somebody would consider a franchise opportunity to begin with. It's to be able to afford or have the elements of business development that would take you years or tons of money to develop, right? So having that in-house ad agency available to you as part of the deal, you know, and I'm talking about, we don't charge our franchisees if there's a custom developed flyer or ad or spot or, you know, even some video production that we do for them. We do that and then we can repurpose it across the system. So one franchisee has a great opportunity. We make sure that we build it out so that all of his or her fellow franchisees could benefit from it as well. And it really does work for everybody that way.
You know, it's funny you say that. You know, 15 years ago, I started this cleaning company, and if I had to do it over, I probably would have gone the franchise route. But you know, I was a newly minted MBA with a degree in entrepreneurship, and I thought I knew better. But I definitely could have got there faster.
that's the idea.
Way earlier. So that is funny you say that. So let's dive into Home Clean Heroes. Can you give us a quick history on the brand?
Yeah, the background of Home Clean Heroes is really a business model that was developed out of demand and a lot of research within the franchising community. We talked with a lot of franchise coaches and consultants about the need for different types of businesses. So Buzz Franchise Brands was looking to develop a third brand, and the most common request was, there's such great demand in the residential cleaning business, and a lot of the brands that existed were tired, a bit dated, some stigma involved with the concept of made, and in a lot of cases sold out in larger markets. So there was demand and need for a strong brand, a unique brand with a good, strong support system to sort of, you know, build from at that point, because there was a lot of opportunity and demand from the franchisee perspective, as well as from the customer perspective. So that's how Home Clean Heroes came into existence. We started actually from the ground up with a two-territory operation in the home market where we're based in Virginia Beach or Hampton Roads, Virginia, so southeastern corner of Virginia, in 2017, and spent a ton of time learning. Just experimenting with different models, how many cleaners in a truck, what's the efficiency system, what are the best offers, what are the best cleaning systems and processes, what are the best technology tools that we could use, and just continuously building on our learning so that we made sure that we had the solid business model to be able to bring franchisees on board to. Because a lot of times that's what happens in France, somebody tries to franchise a business and they haven't really figured out how to standardize it, how to make it a system that is replicated. You know, what are the pain points? What are the things that go wrong? So we spent about a year and a half really going through a lot of learning and learning how to build solid profit margins for it before we even started to franchise. And then 2018, started the process of franchising, brought our first franchisee on in late 2019. And currently we are in five states, with seven different franchisees and 20 territories units sold, with a couple more that we'll probably sign within the next 2 weeks, expanding into new states as well. So on a very good trajectory in terms of growth and really strong franchisees as well.
I really like the brand and the name, and my business is similar. It doesn't use the term made in it. And I agree. I think there can be a stigma associated with that. And, you know, there are all these made brands, right? They're all the same. They all have pink in their logo. So I really do like what you guys have done there and you know, thought about that. So good. So I was going to ask about the number of locations you have. So that's exciting. You guys are definitely growing. Do you intend to grow kind of regionally? Because I think most of them right now are close to the Virginia area. Is that right?
Well, that's been just kind of how it's rolled out. But we do have in town today our first franchisee from the Phoenix area. So we'll be expanding quickly to the West Coast and some more interest from that area of the country as well. It really, I won't say coincidental, because we have good, strong relationships in the markets where we're at, where we're located right now. But Home Clean Heroes really is an excellent opportunity in any mid or large market. It works best as a multi-territory. So our territories are defined by zip codes. 40,000 households with an average income of 100,000 or better, because we know those are the customers that are predisposed to hire someone to do any, actually perform any kind of home service, but specifically to have a residential cleaning company. So we define our territories that way. And 2 to 3 territories is the most common size of our particular franchise operations. We do have one in Atlanta, and I know you had a podcast recently with John Ostenson, who is a franchisee in Atlanta and part of a group that owns 6 Home Clean Heroes territories in Atlanta. So they're building a pretty good size operation. They also own 4 Pool Scouts,
one of
our sister brands territories in Atlanta. So that is an example of one that's multiple brands. But, actually we're growing. We will have our first franchisee on board later this week or next week in Dallas. 2 of them that are very close to signing in Houston. So the Texas markets have a lot of interest. I think we'll build out Houston and Dallas fairly quickly once we get a foothold there. Pool Scouts did the same thing. Actually, now there are, I think, 8 franchisees in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So, once a brand locates in a large market like that, it tends to build and gain momentum. But the other thing that happens is because of, again, the buzz relationship, we have support systems in markets across the U.S. So British Swim School, with over 80 franchisees across the U.S. and into Canada, has a fairly good size footprint and reach as well. So the relationships, familiarities with the markets across the U.S. Really give us the opportunity to locate just about anywhere there is a sizable territory.
Yeah, it's nice to hear that you have territory, because as a franchise consultant, it's often frustrating when you have a candidate interested in a particular market. And you're right, a lot of the residential cleaning service brands are pretty well sold out. They might have a territory here and there mixed in, but
even the ones that aren't sold out, the plum territories are sold out, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So it's really nice to have a brand that has a lot open. Could you tell us a little bit about like a typical job? And do you do any commercial or small business, or is it primarily residential?
It's primarily residential, and it's up to the franchisee whether they want to take on any light commercial work or expand, sort of from the core business model. They've got the resources, they've got the equipment. So for the most part, it's really a matter of whether it fits within their capacity to take on, offices where they can clean at the beginning of the day or the end of the day, or even if they wanted to add an evening shift, they have the flexibility to do that. But the business model revolves around residential cleaning, and residential cleaning at its core is a business model that's built on frequently recurring loyal customers. Weekly and biweekly are the sweet spot. Typically homes are going to be in the 25 to 3,500, maybe up to 4,000 square foot range, the bulk of them anyway. Those are the homes that you can price effectively, move quickly through, and they appreciate the value that you're able to provide for them, the service that you're able to provide for them. So that's the business model. What we've learned, and we as part of the Home Clean Heroes model is 2 cleaners per route. So you've got our approved vehicles that we operate are Ford Transit Connects, which are rolling billboards, wrapped with the Home Clean Heroes brand and the phone number and all of the hero persona, and also a Ford Focus. So you have a choice of a larger and a smaller vehicle to work with. typically, they'll do 3 to 4 jobs in a day. The goals are around $500 to $550, or up to $600 in revenue per route in a day. And it's all about efficiency. It's all about how quickly can you move and still provide a good, high-quality service. So the tools that require to do that are a really strong routing system. And I believe we got the best in the business. I've personally done a lot of work myself, trying to go through and identify what the best field management software system is, and then work closely with them to develop it and tweak it specifically for the residential cleaning business. And we have our franchisees in town, and they work through training for the system, and it's incredibly user-friendly, intuitive, and powerful. So it's a great operating system as well.
Yeah, I tell my managers that scheduling is, science and art, right? It's really, you're right about being efficient and, getting around town in the best possible way. And your point about the moving billboards, spot on, right? I always say that, it's like a customer referral without having to speak to your neighbor, because if you see that car parked in front of their house every week or every other Wednesday, for the past 6 months, you don't have to ask them if they're happy with service. You know they are, right? Because the car has been there. So it's really like a, getting a referral. So that is really great.
Yeah. I'll tell you, when our franchisees launch, before you launch, you're going to get a startup kit from us. It's part of the deal. In that startup kit is not just your operating equipment, but some marketing supplies as well. And the most critical marketing supplies early on are the vehicle. I mean, these are the ones that because we track everything at Home Clean Heroes, the vehicle and yard signs. Those are the two top resources. Yeah, it's all about getting out and making a presence in your community and being seen and known and then referred within the community to start your business off and start the growth off. So those, of all the things that we supply, those yard signs often wind up being, one of the top new customer acquisition tools.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wanted to touch on two things. One, the recurring nature of this business is really unbelievable. When I was looking at businesses, I kind of had criteria that I wanted. I didn't want its seasonality. I wanted a recurring. And when you think about, I really like the home services space, but even within that, there is nothing quite like residential cleaning that has the built-in, reoccurring, where you're providing weekly service. And also, like, the switching cost for the homeowner is real, right? Like you have their keys, or you've done a walkthrough. Like I say to my managers all the time, the homeowner doesn't want to switch, right? Like
exactly. Let's just
make the, if we just do what we're supposed to do, their card gets run after every clean. Like we should just keep this thing rolling. Like it's a pain in the neck for them to switch. So trust me, they don't want to switch. If they're switching, we drop the ball somewhere, right?
Yep.
So to keep the, I always say, it's the snowball rolling down the hill, getting bigger as you add on, the recurring customer base. So it's really a beautiful model, right? There's no seasonality to it. It just keeps going. Right. And,
it's a great story to talk about from your perspective, because, here you are, a fresh MBA looking for a business opportunity. And nobody wakes up in the morning and says, I'm going to start a residential cleaning business. That's going to be worth millions of dollars at some point in time. But when you look at it from the perspective of, all right, what's a sustainable business where I can forecast my revenue and it's up to me completely to make that revenue happen and sustain it, there is no better business model. And you're right. It's built on loyal customers continuing to accrue and recur over time. And a franchisee can sit down and look at his scheduling system or her scheduling system today and the customer base they have on and their growth trend, and they can forecast revenue out through the end of the year and be very accurate with it and know exactly what's happening. I was a former franchisee as well. I owned a window cleaning and pressure washing business. So home services, all outdoor. So it was weather dependent to a certain extent. It was seasonal in nature, and it was billed as a recurring business model. But, you know, it's quarterly at best, more like annual or semi-annual, or whenever the customer gets around to saying, I need my windows cleaned again.
Yeah, you still kind of needed to convince them they might need their
There was no predictability of it. You just couldn't count on loyal customer repetitive work. This, you know, 80 to 90% of the revenue that you'll achieve in a given week, month, or year is going to come from that recurring base. So it's completely predictable.
And the other thing is, you know, back to the point of the recurring nature of it, and also the fact that that customers really don't want to switch. When you think about it, I mean, there is really a huge trust factor when you're working with a home cleaning business. So, you know, to work with a reputable established brand that has bonded and insured employees who are properly trained and uniformed and all those things is, you know, it's what keeps you up as an owner, right? On the other side, as a customer, you should really, you know, consider who you're inviting into your house, right? You know, often we have access to the home, right? We have access to the home. So we either have keys, garage door code, we know their schedule, right? There's all these things. We basically go into these people's homes. By the nature of what we're doing, we touch everything, look at everything, see everything, right? Like if you don't trust the people in your home, or, you know, are sure it's a reputable company, or you know who's coming and going, it's really a scary proposition. So to have a trusted brand is really important.
Yeah, trust, integrity, reliability, and attention to detail. Those are the four things that we just, you know, continue to harp on constantly. So we background check every employee. Everyone is professionally trained, uniformed, and equipped with, you know, everything to that and it's been proven to be, you know, operated safely, safe in the home as well. But the you know, the thing that we focus on with them consistently is that integrity component of every part of their job. And it makes a huge impression on the homeowner, the customer, when we focus on our communication component too. So our business model, I don't know if you do it this way or not, but every recurring customer, everybody who is going to be anything other than a move out clean, gets a visit from the franchisee or their designated estimator, you know, proposal writer person. And the purpose, there's three reasons for doing that. One is start the relationship off face to face, because as you've said, this is a long-term relationship. Every opportunity should be seen as at least a 10-year opportunity. The second is to be able to customize the clean, because everybody's 2,500 square foot home is a little bit different. You know, what are the floors like? What are the pets like? Are there kids? You know, how neat are they? How dirty are they? You know, what is it that you have to say? Here's what we're going to be able to do for you. So you're setting a proper expectation for the customer. And then probably the most important thing out of all that is being able to set your team up for success. Because we know what, you know, it's always a challenge to hire and train and retain the right group of people to get out and build your business for you and sustain your business for you. So it's, you know, it's really important that they realize that as you set this job up for them, you were thinking about them.
Sure.
And communicate every little piece about what the customer expects so that there's alignment between the owner and the team that's going in to do the house. And the other component of, you know, I mentioned communication. That's just been a huge platform for me, is to be the best at communicating with customers, because we join their lives in progress. They've got, you know, daily, weekly routines that they're fitting us into. So we have to be flexible in one way to be, you know, part of their ongoing life. But they need to hear from us, and we need to be able to hear from them on a regular basis. So one of the best tools that we have, you know, customers more and more do not want to talk on the phone. They want to just communicate by text, and it's a transactional communication, but it's important to them. It's personality. So our platform that is integrated with our field management system has a three-way texting component to it. So it's all cloud-based, mobile-enabled. The team in the field has a mobile app that's integrated with the system. The office manager is operating on the same platform, and there are, you know, in advance text, follow-up text. They're going back and forth to the homeowner, but they're not just one-way texts. It's a thread. So it's literally the consumer will respond or just follow up on the same text thread and say, hey, you know, I changed the code on my garage door. Here's the new code. Well, the team on their way is going to get that same time as the office manager, and it automatically is going into the thread integrated into their account. So it's a conversation. And that way, if we do have to bring a new, you know, person onto the team, the history is there. You don't lose any of that because the relationship has to be sustained between the franchisee or the general manager and the homeowner. And you don't want to lose that relationship if your team changes jobs or your lead changes jobs for one way. So communication is critical.
That's really slick that you have that system. And I couldn't agree more. I always say to managers, you know, sure, we're in the business to clean houses, but ultimately what we're doing is making our customers' lives easier. So for all aspects of that, to that point you mentioned where we're fitting into people's lives, the communication really is important. You know, when we go out, and I'm sure you guys probably do something similar, but when we go out and do an in-home estimate, we ask, you know, have you had service in the past and why are you switching? It's one of the questions we ask. And more often than not, it's not always related to the quality of the cleaning. It's more about exactly the things you're talking about, the communication or the lack thereof, the general flakiness of, you know, people, you know, there's a joke, right? People clean before the cleaners come, right? So, you know, I have three kids and, you know,
I have to.
Yeah. We're picking up, we're putting things away. Sometimes people board their pets those days. So, you know, if you say you're going to be there at a certain time or on a certain day and you don't make it, it's really, you know, disruptive to someone's day. So that communication piece and the reliability piece, those things you talked about are so important in keeping that, you know, that customer happy and that relationship going. So that's really encouraging to hear that you guys have embraced technology like that, because I agree that the customers love that. And the fact that you can text, because that's what people want to do now, that makes it really easy for them.
Okay, one of the other things that we do, and because remember, this is two sides to this business. There's the franchisee running the business, serving and operating, and then there's the business side of the business, trying to structure it and us supporting the franchisee so that they can scale it, grow it, and make profit. And that's all part of what we're doing. So one of the things that I think distinguishes Home Clean Heroes and all of Buzz is really the focus on data and analytics. So even within our management software system, ServiceMinder, there's a robust set of tools and analytics, but we layer on top of that a business information platform called Tableau. Tableau is just a series of dashboards and real-time data reporting that, you know, very simply and very easily show you exactly what's going on at the different parts of your business. So when we build out, and a franchisee in town from Arizona this week, the end of the week, we'll build out his platform, his budget. So here's your business model. You already have one, but we'll help him refine it. But from there, we'll be able to dive into all of the key metrics. The budget is a roadmap, right? Here's where I'm going. When you deviate from it, you've got to understand why. So all of that focus on data and analytics is in being able to define, here's what, you know, here's where you're off track. You know, the leads are wrong. The conversion rate is not as high as it should be. Your profitability on this number of your cleans is off. So your pricing model might be wrong. Your cleaning rate is not where you projected it to be. So all those different metrics, you can dive in and make changes that change the path of the business. And so that's where we help franchisees be business people and understand how to turn their business, you know, into a wealth building investment.
Yeah, I think it's Peter Drucker who said you can't manage what you can't measure, right? And that's where, you know, I own an independent cleaning company, and that's where, you know, Home Clean Heroes or Buzz franchise brands can really eat my lunch, quite honestly, because I just don't have the resources for, you know, an application like Tableau or something. Sure, I have scheduling software and things, and it has some basic reporting, but really beneficial to have, you know, metrics like that you can dial in and, you know, do that kind of forecasting. And it's impressive.
Well, and you know, a business owner won't have the time either. When you're getting a business off the ground in particular, you're scrapping for every revenue opportunity you can. You want every customer you can serve, even if it doesn't make sense to drive as far as you're going to drive for that particular customer. So this gives you the opportunity to have data at your fingertips, or for my coaches or I to be able to jump on and quickly point to data that they wouldn't have time to mine or even find within the existing reporting. So that's the kind of support that we try to provide for franchisees to make a difference for them.
Yeah. Or even to think to look at, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So from a skill set point of view, what are you looking for in an owner?
Well, I think the two biggest parts that will make someone successful are, you know, being that people person. Being able to relate to customers from a customer service perspective, being able to coach and train and inspire teams. So that desire to build a team environment like that is a big one. I'll throw the caveat out there that this, you know, if you are looking to build more of a semi-absentee or an executive model component of it, that can be done with the right person in place that has that kind of drive. So it's then becomes a hiring exercise and being able to recognize those key components.
Yeah. And then you're managing the manager rather than kind of being the manager yourself.
Yep, yep.
So you guys support both those models.
Right. Right. But then, you know, on top of that, it's someone who recognizes that it's not somebody who wants to be a maid, right? It's somebody who wants to build a business and can recognize the opportunity as a low investment but quick to scale type of a business. So with the marketing and the lead generation support that you get from our marketing team, you can build this business as quickly as you can, you know, organize it and scale it. And it's simple to do. It's not like you have to build another restaurant. You know, you get to a certain level, you're adding another team and another truck and, you know, another set of equipment, which you already have half of. And it's an organic type of a growth mechanism like that. And it's fairly easy. You know this, it's fairly easy to understand when you get to that level because it's predictable.
Sure. Yeah, it's very predictable.
You're not worried about it falling off because it's fairly predictable as you go through, you know, your growth curve.
Yeah. And to your point earlier, you know, it's important that a future owner or a potential owner knows that they're not going to be a maid or someone doing the cleaning. You know, they're going to be a business owner. Yeah. So that's not the type of person that,
yep, exactly,
that you're looking for or the type of work. Yeah. I talked to John about it when we had our session. You know, it's fun working with candidates and talking to them about all the different types of brands they could own, even if they don't have any experience, you know, in a particular line of work, you know, to the point of my wife laughing at me that I wanted to own a cleaning company, you know, and she said, you know, start with our bathroom. But yeah, it's really, it's neat that you can really own any of these types of businesses and be really successful with it because of the support that's in place.
Yep.
So what's a typical investment to become an owner?
So when you look at our FDD, you see the ranges, a low of 97,000 to a high of 120,000. Then those are basically your franchise fee, includes your startup kit, some component of prepaid marketing. First 6 months of direct mail is part of our pack, part of our program. The first year of digital of SEO that we work with, and then some other, you know, components that really encompass about your operating expenses for the first 3 months. So you're familiar with, you know, with how that's put together, but it's, you know, that range is 97 to 120. So figure, you know, all in and getting going, you know, right at 100,000 to 120,000.
And do you guys, I think I saw or read that you guys offer like a veteran discount and a first responder discount, maybe, is that right?
$5,000 veteran discount off of the franchise fee and $1,000 first responder or a school administrator.
Oh, that's not, I actually read that. I like that. I'm not familiar with any other brands doing that, but that's really cool.
Yep. And at this point, so like I mentioned, we have seven franchisees. Our first 10 franchisees, we were calling our charter league because they really form the core of the business as we continue to grow it. Our goal is to have 20 by the end of this year, but those first 10 really wind up being the operators who help you form the nucleus of the business and help educate your future franchisees as well.
Sure.
So there's an incentive in place for that group because this works best as a multi-territory operation. It's really a bonus territory. So buy two territories and the third one is free right now.
Oh, wow. That's a great deal.
And then in addition for the next three franchisees, there's a $10,000 marketing credit too. So take $10,000 off of that initial investment that I mentioned as well.
And it's funny, I just to touch on the pandemic a bit, I'm sure you guys are seeing it, but after people, either spending so much time in their houses or, not being comfortable having people in their houses there is so much work right now. Everyone is ready and excited to get their house cleaned.
It's... We saw that train coming, long about... September, October of last year when the dust bunnies were a foot thick in the corner. And, there was that period of time where consumers didn't want cleaning teams in their house and cleaning teams didn't want to go into houses either. So we actually were able to really step up to that opportunity. We never stopped operating as a system and really doubled down on systems, processes, PPE, the whole nine yards so that we made sure that everybody was protected through the whole thing, but it positioned us well. And our brand actually positions us well, to rescue people from COVID at this point. Who needs a hero? We got your back right
here.
Yeah.
Everyone needed a hero. That's...
And then the other thing we found was, I don't know if you've seen this, but first of all, the growth's been explosive and continues to be right now.
Yeah.
But we find consumers who, as you mentioned earlier, really are looking for professional, trained, background checked. They're kind of scrutinizing a lot more than they were pre-COVID. And then we also have found consumers who need a cleaning company because the person that used to clean their home doesn't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Or stopped and found a different, changed careers in the meantime. So there's some pent up demand from that as well.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. We're seeing a lot of those things, particularly around they want someone trained using the right products in their home. That's the level of cleanliness has become, a lot more important and top of mind. So yeah, no, and the demand is definitely there. And so once agreements are signed, typically how long before someone could be operational?
We can get you up and running 60 to 90 days. Our average is 87 days right now. We've got startup kits, equipment kits on the ground at our supplier right now. Our vehicles can be turned around in about 6 weeks, delivered to the door. The rest of it is just fitting into the training schedule. And that's monthly at this point. So... fairly easy to get you spun up 60 to 90 days. A lot of times the business license process can take a little bit longer, or if you're going to start from a location other than your home, that may take a little bit longer to acquire, but those are things that we can work through.
Great. So you do allow it start as a home-based business?
Yeah, you can start as a home-based business, and depending on how big your home is and how it's situated, you can grow quite, if you're on a piece of property with, a little bit of land and enough room to park trucks, and you get your workers coming in, they got to park someplace and you got to park your vehicles overnight. And then you got to be free of any kind of homeowner association limitations and that kind of thing.
No, that's really nice as far as keeping costs down, particularly when you start out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Well, this has been great. I know you guys were named, a Franchise Dictionary magazine top game changer, and FranServe's Frantastic 500 for both 20 and 21. So I'm really excited to watch your guys' growth. And I would certainly be happy to get anyone, interested in touch with you. But if a listener wanted to learn more, is your website the best place to get started?
That's the best place to get started. So, all a lot of information there, but also forms that you can fill out and click on just to get in touch with our franchise development team as well.
Great. Well, Joe, thanks again for joining us today. I really enjoyed learning more about Home Clean Heroes, and I wish you guys continued success as you grow.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for the time. It's great talking with you. Great getting to know you. So I'll look forward to talking to you in the future, Greg.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Franchise Hounds. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover in a future episode, or would like to work with me directly to explore franchise ownership opportunities, please reach out through the form on our website at franchisehounds.com.